Andrea Hinwood is at the Edith Cowan University in Perth, and her studies are much more down and personal.
I actually look at personal exposure. So that's children, adults wear samplers, and we actually collect the particulate matter and then we analyse it for its components.
We don't notice it, do we? I mean, the room we have here, clean air, nothing in it, presumably.
Well, that's what they say, but these particles are invisible. They're of a size of 10 micron or below, or 2.5 if they're from a combustion source, and below. And of course, we breathe them in every day.
And the sources, what? There's everything from fires to exhaust pipes to just general dust from the earth blowing around. So which aspects are you most concerned about?
So particulate matter is classified as a pollutant irrespective of its source. We're concerned about everything outdoor, which is, as you have said, fires, motor vehicles, etc. But we're also concerned about what's indoors, and that's the dust that's indoors that might have other sources or pollutants attached to it.
But I thought our lungs could deal with that sort of thing. We're equipped to. There's always been dust around, isn't there?
Yes, there has been. But probably we have far more pollutants now than we've ever had before. We also know we have a lot more traffic, for example. We have a lot more domestic products in the home that have a whole range of pollutants associated with them. And hence we're exposed to probably far more than we have been in the past.
So what stage has this kind of measuring reached?
The World Health Organization will tell you that air pollution generally is a significant health issue, and lots of researchers are debating this question of whether it's size or pollutants. I think one of the interesting areas, though, is the emerging pollutants. So these are the ones that are created in our homes from using televisions, DVDs, electronics, carpets, brominated flame retardants that are added to carpets and furniture to protect them from burning. Then there's all the coatings from your products in the kitchen, such as perfluorinated compounds. We're now finding all of these in dust and also measurable in humans.
What's coming off a television, for God's sake?
A polybrominated diphenyl ether. The PBDEs is the nice way of calling them, because I probably won't be able to pronounce polybrominated diphenyl ether ever again. So what happens with your televisions, they're volatiles, they come off the TVs and the DVD cases, and of course they're adhered to dust. And some of the literature is indicating that human exposure to those particular pollutants is probably 82% from dust, and the rest is coming from diet. What we're seeing, though, is they're measurable in animals in the environment, they're measurable in dust in homes, and we've measured them in the dust of pregnant women in their homes at concentrations that are a bit higher than Europe and probably a little bit less than US.
And what about the children? Are they susceptible?
Of course they are, because by virtue of their activities, particularly young children crawling around on the floor, taking everything off carpets, eating them, they're going to be exposed to those concentrations. But remember, when they're born, if the mothers also have these sorts of chemicals in their body, they will receive a dose when they're breastfed.
Now, there seems to be a kind of split between those people who suggest that we are too protective of ourselves and of our children, that what you need to do if you're a kid is play in the dirt and you build up resistance and capability of dealing with it. And on the other hand, of course, you need to protect people from poison. So where do you lie in this argument?
I'm absolutely an advocate for children playing in all parts of the environment. And in terms of the hygiene hypothesis, it does have some legs, and children should be children. But I also think there's a role for reducing chemical exposures. The one nice bit about this type of work is that if we can identify the sources of the pollutants, we have a means of reducing them. So we can reduce them in our products. We can change the way that we manufacture. We can also do some simple preventative things in the home in terms of hygiene with kids. And that doesn't mean making sure they're not exposed to bugs and things that might help them down the track, but it is in terms of reducing dust in the home, which might then decrease exposure.
And I suppose you can look at various professions. I mean, if people are actually selling the new electronics, the televisions and all the rest of it, I would imagine that they would have some sort of signs of difference from the rest of the population.
That we haven't actually seen yet. The study we did was very small, and we looked at if you had more televisions or more electronic equipment in the home, did you have higher PBDE concentrations either in dust or in the body? And we did not see an association. Other literature has, ours didn't, but it was very small. It was only 30 homes of pregnant women.
Now, what about fires? Oh, interesting thing about Perth at the moment, burn-off happening. And I remember Launceston, one of the great problems that they had was in the winter, wood fires.
It is a significant human exposure issue, and of course as we have more wildfires and more prescribed burnings to try and protect us in terms of life and property, we also have this issue of exposure, and it will become an increasing problem in the future. It is not a nice smelling type of particulate matter.
Given the breadth of this problem, what would you like to see happening in Australia when it comes to dust and smoke? More awareness, more action?
There are things we can do with our homes, the way we design them, the way we ventilate them. Even for people who may be asthmatic, there are filters that we can put in the home during fire events. If you live in an area like Bunbury, which does get blanketed by smoke quite a lot from prescribed burning and other fires, maybe you can prepare ahead of time and you can actually have those devices which then reduce your exposures. And those sorts of activities, in fact, is where the research is going, is so that you can protect human health.
Professor Andrea Henwood at the Edith Cowan University in Perth.